Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my people. Welcome to One in Spirit. I'm your host, Vaughn Roberts. Happy Sunday, you guys. What's going down, my people? It's all good? I know it's all good. It's a silly question. Everything is all good. You just got to realize it's all good. Yeah. How's it going today, ladies and gentlemen? Good. I just said it's good. Welcome to One in the Spirit. Today is Sunday. It is the, Law of Attraction Day. So it's the Law of Attraction Day. So today's subject, the title of today's show is, hey, how you feeling? Don't answer that question, ladies and gentlemen, because it's a setup. Again, there's no controversy, anything like that. I just like to have a little bit of fun with what I'm doing. To show where you're the cause, I'm the effect. Thanks for giving me something cool to do. Booking dot, yeah. Okay, I'll give you for that. I just like saying, I say it all the time anyway. Can't give me for saying something that you taught me to say anyway. I'm cold. Anyway, anywho, yeah, so how you guys feeling? Yeah, it's really a setup. It is a setup because, technically speaking, you know, we've been going, like I said in the description of the show, you know, no matter what you talk about the law of attraction and us using it, I've geared more nowadays to actually bringing those together. Let me see if I can make some sense of that for you. When I say bringing it together, it really is us, you, me, who is actually doing that, who is actually creating our own reality, you know what I'm saying, with what's going on right now. You'd be like, oh, Lord, why did I do? You did it. A good example of that, I'm talking about us as a collective, would be to be like good example of that is us creating our own reality on as a collective, ladies and gentlemen, would be to say. Remember the tragedy that happened not too long ago in Paris. Well, the funny thing is, it's not funny, but this is something that not many people would actually believe would actually have happened. The Dalai Lama actually came out and was like, "Stop praying for Paris. Why are you praying to God for some stuff that we did collectively? That even you fix it and you keep on doing the same thing." I was like, whoa. It was true. I probably wouldn't have said it, you know. But hey, it was true. You know, we collectively talk about these things. You know, something fell right into my lap. I was, had to take a little journey yesterday to get some stuff taken care of. And I was on Facebook for a few seconds. You know, I like to do that when I'm riding the bus. It's really the reason one of the reasons I like riding the bus. I like going out in the city, listen, put my Bluetooth in, put me some Zen music on, kind of what's like playing in the background right now, but off of Pandora or iHeartRadio, and I kind of like, you know, just like relaxing, you know, looking at the city, you know, enjoying the beauty, the people and all that kind of stuff. And every now and again, I'll slide through Facebook on my phone. But my nephew put something up that was pretty interesting. Now, it kind of falls right into my lap, like what was going on right now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, he's like, you know how big you can put on a Facebook status. You can be like, You can be like feeling, how you feeling, people? Feeling frustrated. He said, I'm feeling frustrated. I'm like, wow. And, you know, the stuff he was saying was making sense. Some of our people would rather hit a lick than people who come together but to get stuff from black people, some of our black people, in a sense, and how things go. See, because you felt that like that, you see what I'm saying? You actually helped to perpetuate that particular reality on a collective level. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I kind of get away from it. It's not to say that I'm more awakened or enlightened than this young man. He's a great young man, trust me. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying, though, how are you actually feeling? You know, I talked about some stuff on the last show, Sunday last week. You know what I'm saying? How are you doing? I mean, what's going on? You should know what's happening. You know, you should know you're the author of it. So, basically, you know, I was talking about some stuff, talking about how the conscious mind, the guardian at the gate, and precious things on the subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind is what actually manifests our reality, if you would. So, that said, it's a little bit more complicated. See, the thing is, I've known it, but I didn't actually catch it to the extent that I caught it now. And that is to say, to the extent, like, feeling actually brings stuff into your reality. How you feel about it. If you actually have that Buddha eye to see it, and again, I'm not a Buddha, I just love that term. If you have the Buddha eye to see it, you actually understand some things. Because I've come across, I didn't see it a lot. I came across in stuff like the Rig Veda. Saw it and didn't know what I was looking at. You know, the one scripture I like to quote, like actually it's my favorite one. It's like, I don't know, one of them. Yeah, it was one of my favorites, let's put it that way. Being was not then. The one brief windless of his own power. Beyond this, there was naught whatsoever. The root of being and not being was found by sages tracing with understanding in their heart. Now, that scripture is actually a scripture I got from a foot page in a book called Man's Eternal Quest. He's not the author, but he was speaking. It's pretty much his word. So, Paramahansa Yogananda. But that comes from the Rig Veda. At that same token, I actually got a copy of the Rig Veda a couple of years back, and I actually looked at the Rig Veda, and what the Rig Veda is actually saying, ladies and gentlemen, is a lot. I mean, that particular hymn or song is a lot more complex. It's a lot more to it than that. That was condensed verse. Scripture I just read to you. It had something in there about desire. Now, desire is what you actually want. Did a couple of, like last month, I did a show on this, I think, on a Sunday. What do you really want? Now, that's a two-edged sword. I said it last week. You know, look, man, you say, like I use myself as an example, you know what I'm saying? Again, there's no mudslinging on here, none of that kind of stuff. I'm just pointing us out because we are the authors of our own reality, you know what I'm saying? So, really, there is right or wrong in this. But at the same token, I'll use myself as the example. You know what I'm saying? It's the show where you're the cause, I'm the effect. We all one in the spirit. It's all good. It's all good. Now, I'll tell you this. I am thankful that I have somewhere to lay my head. I got somewhere for my stuff. Watch TV if I want to. Got somewhere to shower. Got somewhere to eat. Put some stuff. You know what I'm saying? Got to not too bad. You know what I'm saying? But now, if you say to me, like, if I were to say, you ask me, is that what you actually would have chosen? I'd be like, no. But I'm thankful. You see what I'm saying? There's a difference right here, though. Well, I'm going somewhere with this, actually. Now, I'm thankful for it, but in my mind, I'm like, this is not what I would choose to, you know, to do. But technically speaking, it's exactly what I chose to do. It can be no other way because you were there. Now, however conscious you are of what I'm talking about right now is that deal. You feel what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to let you know something. I was thinking about this morning. Actually, I think it might have been yesterday. I don't know. I was thinking about it, though. And we were having, me and this thought was having a conversation. You know what? It's not that I'm in an undesirable situation. But I say this a lot, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes when, you know, people got onto the law of attraction via The Secret, for the most part, and they started actually consciously putting the law of attraction in action. Now, you notice I said consciously because they're not, you know, it's not about, oh, I'm going to use the law of attraction. You were always using it anyway. That's not the issue here. But when you consciously start to do it, it started to work. But we just simply didn't recognize what it is we do because we're looking at things through the finite mind. For you to understand how this is actually working at all times, it's actually your connection to the higher mind or the universal mind, which would be called subconscious in our case. You know what I'm saying? It's always working. But how it's actually working is because the conscious mind is plugged into the subconscious mind, which is plugged into the universal mind, and that's what's actually manifested in your life. You see what I'm saying? In our environment, in our collective environment. See, so, and I get to that collective thing in a minute, though. Now, the thing is, once we start to actually do some stuff, we don't actually recognize the beauty of the stuff that we're actually doing because we're looking at this thing from the finite mind. You feel me? So, this is actually the case with me. I've done things. And you know what? I wouldn't say I've done them half-heartedly. I've done them and may not have been as consistent as I could have been. Not to say that I've done anything half-hearted. I come up with some great ideas. I start to realize this. And I've realized that my situation or my vibration is actually raising, but it's actually me trying to keep myself back. Let me get up and pace the room on that one because I'm in my bedroom / studio. Yeah. It's actually me that held myself back. Things were changing. I held on to it until I started to realize. I realized it really last night to that extent. Now, I saw it, but not to the extent that I'm talking to you about right now. Things were actually going the way I actually wanted them to, which is to say, my outer situation was actually changing. Well, it actually is changing. You see what I'm saying? It's actually changing because what I realized is I've been holding on to people and familiarity. But I've actually, as I go around, I was just saying just a few seconds ago where, you know, I'm on the bus and I'm listening to my Zen music and I might be, you know, reading a book or something like that. I'm just enjoying the scenery. And it's kind of gray and gloomy right here in Detroit right now. It's concrete. You know what I'm saying? It's not what I was used to when I first started talking to y'all when I was in Hawaii. But at the same token, ladies and gentlemen, what I realize is stuff that I've let go. I've ride past a lot of places I used to be. And I realized that those things served their purpose at that time. They're let go. I don't even think about going back with some things, certain things in any situations and stuff like that. You know, I was thinking like, yo, I might want to go back to Dallas or Hawaii. I'm like, you know what? For what? You know what I'm saying? I don't miss them. I had good times there, but I don't miss them. Hawaii, though, I kind of be like, oh, my God. That's a different animal, but you know what I'm saying. I don't have that, you know what I'm saying, that desire to get back to it. But what I do have is a desire to do something, to do other things, to be in a certain situation. You know what I'm saying? To be able to, you know, because it's right there and it's waiting on me. I know this beyond the shadow of a fact, of a doubt. I know this. It's right there. I am this thing. You know what I'm saying? But one thing I had to deal with, though, one thing I realized, let me let you in on this one. One thing I realized I had to deal with was that fear of what might be unknown. Because you don't see it. Oftentimes, if you don't see it, this is what they mean when they say walk by faith and not by sight. Most people walk by sight and not by faith. And again, this is, it's just your choice. There is no right or wrong here. It's just simply the choices that we make. You feel me? It's not that at all. If that's what you want to do, I used to say it all the time, there are two types of people. Those who say, I believe it when I see it. And again, it's okay if this is what you want to do. And then there are those who say, I will see it when I believe it. That is the person I endeavor to be. That is the person I am. Feel me? That is the person that I am. You know? And I just put it to you like this. I'll put it to you like this. I've started to realize some things that I've started to use visualization techniques and stuff like that and realize that they work. But now I'm at that point, though. I'm going to tell you something. And this is the truest thing I ever wrote. I don't say that a lot. Like, that dude be writing true stuff, man. But in that sense, I've actually had to face some stuff, man. You know what I mean? I've had to face some stuff. And when I'm talking about face some stuff, I'm like, how do you go to where you want to go, but your loved ones don't want to roll with you? They just want to do what they want to do. So the choice becomes at this point, ladies and gentlemen. Almost got caught up in it. Is that, well, I'm going to really put this out. Let me just say this, and then I'll say what I was about to say. The choice becomes this. Either you stay with them or you go where your heart's desire is. See, we have the assumption, we have the misconception, I should say, that we have a misconception that we move around. I'm not talking to you about it, man. It's like, be still and know that I am God. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if you get the chance, matter of fact, I've never done this before. I'm going to tell you, do yourself that favor. I'm not going to say if you get the chance. Go to YouTube. Listen to some of the Neville Goddard stuff. Oh, my God. I'm serious. I like his stuff because he's talking about the same thing I'm talking about, which is to say we're all one in the same anyway. All one in the same. But what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, is like we're moving around. Just talking to you guys about, I think it was last week, where I take people standing in the middle room. and I walk around it. And they say, and they'll say, I'm like, what do you see that's happening when you're walking around? Well, based on the concept of as within, so without, and understand that scripture, Psalm 46 and 10. Be still and know that I'm God. You realize it's not me that's moving, but it's actually you. So that is to say, over the last, what, 5 or 6 years, my outer situation has actually changed a lot. Doors open for me and I walk through them or I went a certain way, and it's not that I left anywhere. It's more a case of those that are around you were actually moved because they're not consistent with what it is that I was thinking or how I think or how I vibrate. They're not consistent with that vibration. You feel what I'm saying? And I had to learn something, though. I learned something last night. When you talk about feeling some stuff, some having some feelings about some stuff and it bringing some stuff into your sphere of reality, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, last night I wasn't really, really too keen on it, but I was like, I'm going to go ahead and hook you up real quick. You know what I'm saying? And it really kind of plays into something that I'm talking about right now. So I'm downtown Detroit, and somebody walks up to me. Because I have that, if you're conditioned that way, those things happen that much more quicker for you. You don't have to wait years and months to do this type of stuff. It's actually quantumly quick once you align yourself with your vibration. You know what I'm saying? It was something I normally wouldn't do, and it was like it was crowding in on me. You know what I'm saying? And so this gentleman asked me for something. I was like, I was going to do it. Then he said something to me that gave me the red flag. I was like, look, I asked him a couple of questions. He didn't give me the right answer. Like, be out. And that's me basically telling that situation. That's not him, per se. You know what I'm saying? He is I. He is the gift sent to me from God, the infinite, the universe, the absolute, whatever you're going with, go with. He is that gift to, you know, for you to finally get over that situation. You know what I'm saying? And I just, you know, I just let it all go. I don't judge anybody into this effect, but that is not what I actually, it was there, basically. Basically, it needed to come out, needed to be addressed. Once you address it, once you look it straight in its eye, it's like that movie Insurgent from the Divergent series. When the young lady, Tris, finally got through all the little box and all the factions. But the final thing she had to overcome was forgiving herself. She's like, I ain't going to fight. So the thing rushed at her, and she stood her ground. Her girl was her rushing toward herself and, you know, everything, and then it was all good. She passed that final test. It's like that. You know what I'm saying? And when you're that much conditioned to get to it, oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen, if you understand that I am you telling you what you told me to tell you at another time, I'm giving you my story. I'm being of service to you. What you think of me is academic. But when you see yourself in me, which is really, in my opinion, one of the reasons the Christ actually came into this plane of existence. And one way that I've seen this is that he was constantly manifest on all 9 dimensions where, you know, one can have that type of a condition, which is actually to raise mankind's vibration to that of empathy. That is to actually, by definition that I looked up anyway, by empathy is to sympathize with the feelings. I ain't even mean to do that. Y'all know I don't script this. One in the spirit is the show where the host be catching passes that somebody throw them. I don't know where it come from, but it's all good. It's all in service. Anyway, when you can empathize with the feelings of somebody else, which basically, again, to me, from within me, translated to when you can see yourself in another person. So what I'm saying is, ladies and gentlemen, if you can learn to see yourself and what I'm saying right now, and understand that I am you. I'm in Detroit, Michigan right now. I had callers come in and call me from Canada. People listening in Hawaii. I don't know where Blog Talk, like I tell you, I don't know. Of the few thousand people who listen to this, I don't even know who you are. But I'm thankful for you. If you can understand what I'm telling you right now, what you were telling yourself, basically, that mass awakening, ladies and gentlemen, that's actually going on right now, you know, you will understand that everything out here is actually you. Everything that you see, you smell, you taste, you hear, you physically feel are you. Now, Jesus was telling you the whole time, even in the Orthodox scriptures. What's that, what I call the watered down Jesus? Forgive me if that's a problem with you, but you know, I'm going what I'm going with. It is your show, but I'm the host, and I beg for it. So over here is watered down Jesus, but he was telling you the kingdom of heaven is not somewhere that you go off to find. It's right there in front of you the whole time. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added onto you. What is it? St. John 3:27, I think it is, where it said, nothing comes to man except it come from heaven. Where is heaven at? From within you. So how you feeling, my people? Hey, how you feeling? It's a setup. You did it. With your Trudeau. But that's the beauty of it, though. You did it. Okay, I did it. So now that I know I've done it, who does that lay with to actually correct that? You see what I'm saying? Because nobody's punishing you but yourself. You see what I'm saying? And I like the way Mr. Neville Goddard put this. He was talking about letting not the sun go down on your anger. That he put a whole new spin on that for me. And about how you use the imagination. Oh, my people, that's love right there, man. In other words, we should let not the sun go down on your anger means this. Once you start to realize it, you know what I'm saying, the things that, because I guarantee you, without even talking to you, I can feel you even at this moment. I guarantee you that you all are out there right now. You all are out there right now. Having these things that are coming up, they're bubbling up to the surface. A lot of things that are going on, you don't even understand, but you don't really realize that it's a beautiful thing. That's that gunk, if you would, that mucus coming up out of your spirit, out of your mental, of stuff that was never really serving you. It's like a person who smoked cigarettes for years. All of a sudden, they can breathe good because they got all that gunk out of their lungs. It's the same thing with the spirit. You know what I'm saying? So how are you feeling? See, that's what it, the thing about the subconscious, ladies and gentlemen, is you can't impress. Nothing can be impressed. Now, like I said, excuse me. Well, like I said, the conscious mind, whatever you perceive or what you feel, technically speaking, or what the conscious mind is talking about. If the conscious mind accepts it, remember the subconscious mind, which is plugged into the conscious mind, does not argue. It's not going to ask you, are you sure? For better or worse, this is what it's going to do. This is what's going to manifest in your life. This is what's going to mirror into your world. The world without is a mirror of you. Actually, if you understand what Jesus was talking about on the Sermon on the Mount, you understand where I'm at on that. Feel me? If you understood what Jesus was talking about on the Sermon on the Mount, that's exactly what he was talking about. He's in that neighborhood right there.
go. Put the link out on time this time. I normally do it every 30 minutes, so send a link out on Twitter, Facebook, and Blog Talk.
Again, so I don't have any callers in right now, but if you'd like to call in and join the discussion, I don't argue with people, believe that one, but if you'd like to call in and join the discussion, have a comment, the call-in number for the guest is area code 646-787-1879. Now, that link I just sent out, you can listen to live, which a lot of you I can do. But I can't hear you. I can't see you. So though you can hear me, I can't see you. So I couldn't open up the line to you. But if you'd like to call in and have a chat with me and, you know, have a comment or just, you know, get in on the discussion a little bit, area code 646-787-1879. Again, I'm always appreciative of whoever listens to this show, whether you're listening to it, because as long as you do that, I'm about that life. Now, here's the funny thing. I'm talking about that desire. That's something I didn't actually, this is not something I desired to do, to be truthful with you. I just run around Hawaii and discussing groups. But people trying to ignore me like I'm not there. You feel me? So, you know, I'm truly thankful for this show. You know, but I actually, once I got serious about it, and I was never not serious about it, let me not, you know, mess with you on that, like I'm haphazard. But when I first started, I would just randomly do a show. You know what I'm saying? But now I started a couple of years ago, as a matter of fact. I thought, well, damn, it's been 2 years. Wow. A little bit under 2 years ago, I started being consistent and doing a show. I actually missed the show when I wasn't doing it. I didn't do it for like 4 months or something of that nature. I literally missed the show. You know what I'm saying? But at that time, I was just on the half hour, just on the free package. But that was working. Then I went to expanding, went from just these on the Law of Attraction. Then I went to Sundays, Tuesdays, and Fridays, a different subject matter, which they all, you know, they all connect. I try to be my goodest work as far as communicating that to you. I don't know how. Sometimes, you know, there's a lot of scrambleness going on up in my head because I want to talk about it, but it's all exciting to me. I don't know. Sometimes I might not be the greatest at communicating that to you. But again, I'm working on that for you. I do endeavor to be better for you. But then I started, you know, paying for the show to where I could do more time if I want, you know, which I do. You know, I normally have a schedule. I take that whole too because I pay for it. I normally don't take it. Like yesterday's show only did an hour. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it depends. I didn't endeavor to do this. Not something that I was constantly aware of that was in me. But let me tell you something. I really do endeavor to take this show to new heights. I focus on that. And I just, you know, it's not just all I focus on, but I endeavor to put myself in better situations. You know what I'm saying? Well, you got to do that mentally anyway. You know what I'm saying? I endeavor to have those situations, and they actually come into fruition. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just doing Tuesdays and Sunday mornings, I'm in a position now I could put, I don't know about that, but if I had that, you know, I could probably put up 5 shows in the air a week. You know, I've been chomping at the bit to get back at that Jesus Day, man. Because, you know, it's one of the things I've been opening up over, getting back into. I'm behind on the reading, man, I'm trying to tell you. But I got back into the Aquarian Gospel of Jesus the Christ, and that thing opened up some stuff like, yo, what? And this is part I read. I've gotten as far as I think I've gotten as far in that book as far as chapter 160, because it's written like the scriptures, like regular scriptures. Or it's written from the Kosic record, but it's written like scripture. That said, I'm looking in there, man. I'm like, yo. You know what I mean? Like, whew. They, man, that's great material up in there to share with people. Again, the stuff I'm talking about on the Friday Night Hangout, I might need to break that down into another couple of few days, because I got some stuff coming up pretty soon, talking about Angel. You don't want to miss that. You know what I'm saying? It's the house. You know, we'll get into the stuff like Atlantis and Lemuria, stuff like that, dimensions. Well, you know, stuff like that's a whole bunch of stuff. So I'm in a better position to where I could do that now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I do really desire to take this show to heights. You see what I'm saying? And all I got to do is focus and keep on doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have done the show. I've done more shows this week than I have, but, like, I was going to do one yesterday's show. I was originally meant to do that 2 days ago. I can't really claim fault for it, even though, you know, you create that reality. I got to eat that crow, I suppose. But it just wasn't a situation. But now I'm going through a situation like, hey, now, okay. It could be worse. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a situation where I'm going to be quiet, man. You know what I'm saying? I check my little sports center a little bit, turn the TV right back off. I'm going to worry about kids running around and all that kind of stuff. You know, make enough to do what I'm doing, do a little business on the side, you know, and do what I want to do. I was just telling y'all, it kind of hurt a little bit, you know. It's kind of like, I suppose it would be like if you were endeavoring to wild travel to stars and spaceship friendly come down here. They'd be like, hey, come hang out, travel a couple of galaxies with us, you know what I'm saying? By the time we're going to be like you. Gonna be gone for like 50 years. You're gonna be like you are right now. But when you come back, some people you got here, they're gonna be gone. But you wanna really travel the galaxy. But galaxies, I should say. You really wanna travel the galaxies. But when you come back, the people who were there, who you love, gonna be gone. What do you do? What do you do? Kind of one of those situations. I'm going to travel the galaxy, but I'm going to do what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Really, I just need that laboratory of peace where I can create. You know what I'm saying? To do what I want to do. Stuff that I like to do. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not even all the way clear on what all it is I want to create. But I know this, one in the spirit. So where you're the cause and I'm the hope, I mean, I'm the effect, excuse me, is, I would want to take to the next level. Become nationally syndicated, you know what I'm saying? I have a large following. Helping people, not about the popularity, but helping people with this mass awakening that we got going on. I mean, I was talking to somebody last night, man. He was like, yo, it's nearly 4 years for 2020. I remember when it was just turning 2000. He was going crazy. That's the end of everything. Okay. You know, people was running around talking about in the Bible, talking about, oh, yeah, there will be no 21st century. Man, shut the hell up. That is not written in there, dude. You know, after a while, you grow up, you be like, nah, it was never in there. You know, why are we fall for this? But it happened, you know. It happened, though. Now, we're 4 years from 2020, which is to say now, remember, we just went past 3 years of 21, 12, 21, 12.
you know, the damn Mayan calendar, and if you actually paid attention to things, it's actually in a certain way in the I team, like my dude Woody Harrelson said in 2012. Now, realizing that the world was in that particular form, there actually is something going on. It has been going on for 9 years before that. And some change, to be truthful. So in other words, there's a certain grace period where things are happening. We're right now. Let me give you a perfect example. My cousin has a forum, a discussion blog on Facebook, where he was talking about, first one was like, you know, Jesus, the second, third one. He was talking about when Jesus come back. I asked the question, I was like, how you know it's me, Jesus? You told everybody looks for this dude on this cloud. How you know it's Jesus? He quoted the scripture. I was like, how you don't know him. See, the thing is, if you were asking to be Jesus, here's the funny thing. We're not realizing we're already there. That's what I'm getting at, basically. It's taking a little bit of time for that scale, those scales to fall from our minds, from our eyes, our ears. See what I'm saying? That veil is being torn asunder, if you would. You feel me? So, it's not that you recognize it. Our vibration, our frequency hasn't risen to that yet, to where we actually are, where we haven't met yet. It's going to take a little bit of time. You know what I'm saying? I know beyond a shadow of a doubt. You know? Somebody called me. Like, I talked to somebody, some of the story cut last week while I was trying to do some stuff, and it didn't work out. And somebody else called me with another opportunity of something I really wasn't even thinking about, security guard. I was like, that's not something. And I thought about it, though. I didn't just, I'm cool. At first, I'd accept it. But I thought about it. I was like, is that conducive to what it is you wanted to actually do and be? No, it's not. What if I got to actually go into action and be? I'm not really trying to beat nobody down. I'm not trying to shoot nobody. You know? So I called him back the next day. I was like, yo, I won't make it. She asked why. I told her, you're like, I want to go another direction. I was actually talking about more money than what I make now, but technically it wasn't. You know, some ways I'm not going to go into right now. But technically it wasn't. You know? But so why am I doing those things then? If that makes any sense. You know what I'm saying? I have a business that I'm building. I'm actually awesome at it. You know what I'm saying? But in a sense, it'll actually free me up to do what I want to do right with this type of stuff. But with the show, but at the same token, sometimes I might should be, you know, preparing myself in that business. I'm really like, yo, I'm not going to open this book or watch this video. I don't even want to be bothered with that right now. Call people who don't know that you know, I'm like, I really don't want, let me, and so-and-so said, I mean, I'll do it. It'll happen like that. You know what I'm saying? How are you feeling, ladies and gentlemen? Now, understand something, though. And this is really kind of off the subject. It's more for the Friday night gig. But understand something. Perfect example. There's a saying, because if you look at my page, go to Von Robert Hogan, V-O-N Robert Hogan, H-O-G-A-N. Just scroll down my page and see the type of stuff that I share. That's the type of stuff I prefer to concentrate my mentals on, right? There's one on there that says, you will be defined by the five people that you hang out with the most. The books you read and the five people you hang out with the most. That's what's going to define you for the next 5 years now. Let me tell you something. The whole is going a certain place. Remember the law of vibration. Nothing, everything is moving. Nothing is at rest. Everything is moving. That includes the earth. Even though we talk about the inner out and all that kind of stuff, it's vibrating. It's going somewhere else. It's ascending even of itself. There are going to be break-offs, alternate realities, if you would. Now, there are some people going to be ready to make that leap. Some will not. You know, the ones who will not make the leap, those ones who cannot get past what's going on in the world. They believe everything that they see. They haven't passed that particular grade yet. It's just like graduation. You know, some people going to the 11th, some people going to the 12th, some people going to college, some people staying in the 12th. You know, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Understand that you've agreed to do this. But if you hear what I'm talking to you about right now on these shows, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about actually your godliness, if you would. Your God self, not God, the infinite universe, you being an aspect of that, the I am. Like what my dude, Neville Goddard put it. Neville said, the I am, God's name is I am. But God is the I am that I am. You are the I am. It's about time we start to realize what Jesus was actually talking about, huh? And Jesus says, isn't it not written that we are God? So really, when you get down to it, I'm going to hit you with something from, real quick, I'm going to go to SciTech.net, and you guys know how I do. That'll be SciTech. That'll be PSITEK.net. Say again, Papa Sierra India, Tango Eddie Kim .net, Free Knowledges. What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna talk to you a little bit about something about desire and how you're feeling. There is a piece of something in here out of the chapter. Now this is coming from the book Think and Grow Rich. It's on there free as ever. Now, it says, chapter 2, desire, the starting point of all achievement. Now, I'm not going to read that. I'm just going to read that part for you. You talk about what do you desire. So now, it's two-edged now, the two-edged sword. What do you actually desire? What do you actually desire, and what do you got? And realize that that's what you desire, technically speaking. I ain't want this. Yes, you did. Yeah, you did. You did it. You did it. So what is that desire? Now, something I'm going to read for you. I wrote it down because this is only an audio book, but it makes the perfect bit of sense. He says, nothing may be impressed upon the subconscious without feeling it. How you feel? I'm going somewhere with this. I'm letting go. There's a saying. You know, I was talking about, you know, the subconscious mind. And the conscious mind, about how the conscious mind impresses things upon the conscious mind. Whatever the conscious mind accepts or feels to be so, this is what the subconscious mind manifests and reflects back to, if you would. This is what this reflects back to. Now, I'm going to go back over, that's from Think and Grow Rich. I'm going to go over to here. The Master Key System. This will be from part 2. There's something that says on here. All right, I'm not going to read the whole thing. Now, here, watch this. Our difficulties are largely due to confused ideas and ignorance of our true interests.
Ah, what?
We're not really about our true interests, ladies and gentlemen. We're not. We don't know them. We're ignorant of them. For the most part, ignorant of them. Because we don't think we can get them. You see what I'm saying? You know what? I'm just going to use it as an example. I'm not going to judge these people. I've seen some stuff where people have, and they're just going to new places. I'm like, that you want it. Me, I couldn't, you know, good on that one. But do we go around getting what we think we can get or what we want? I mean, I'm not going to answer that question for you. You know, it's all you. You know, remember, I'm you, so you gotta, you know, for you. I ain't going to talk to nobody. But what are our real, true answers? Now, remember, the subcut, the conscious mind. Now, if you see, this is something that I got from the teacher. You got to realize this is where we go wrong. The conscious mind presses on to whatever the conscious mind and presses on to the subconscious mind is what manifests in your life. So if you honestly want a new vehicle, a new home, now not just a different place, but a new home, you know what I'm saying? The one thing I learned from The Secret, the one that sticks out the most part, the how is not your job. The what is your job, the how you have nothing to do with. The thing is, you look at that car, that house, that woman or that man, and you start to think, it's impossible. You start telling yourself these things. You feel what I'm saying? Now, you can press that upon your mind. You honestly feel these things. See? Now, let me hit you with something else real quick. Before a wish or a desired state or experience can be realized, it has to be felt as a state that is. Do you understand that scripture Jesus spoke? Believe, ask, believe, and receive. Huh? Do you really have that faith? If it were to actually say, I'm going to walk that way. And I know I'm going to get it. See, I didn't read that from that chapter in the Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. It talked about a man who, it was talking about a man, it was a desire. That was his only focus. It wasn't a wish. You know what I'm saying? He actually wanted to be a business associate of Thomas Edison. He said that man got off that train somewhere in New Jersey, like that, and that all he could see was going to see Mr. Edison and asking him somehow or another, how can I be your business associate? A few years later, that was actually a reality, but that was his desire. That was his thing. You know what I'm saying? You know what? You can do some stuff. You can want some stuff and then think you don't want it no more, and it'll still come to you. Because you wanted it that much. I remember when I was in the sixth grade, I wanted to be in the Army so bad. I remember I graduated. I flipped and flopped a little bit. I actually wound up going to it. You know. Served his purpose. You know. What would I thought? You know. But you feel what I'm saying? It was that. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you desire? You ever want something so bad
something will actually, but you don't want to force it, though. You know what I'm saying? That's another thing, too. You don't want to actually force it. You know what I'm saying? Like, my nephew was talking about some stuff on this post he put out yesterday where he's talking about he's feeling frustrated. How people go hit a lick with somebody, you know, but you won't go broad your mind and kind of stuff like that. You can't, I want this bad, I'm just going to go rob. That's not going to work out real good. You know what I'm saying? And if that's the case, oftentimes you realize that you're actually going for some stuff you don't actually want. You just saw some stuff, you just had to have it. It's like being a big, how they call a kid who want everything, called a big eye. I want this. You don't even know why you want it. If you ever notice, kids, I was watching the kids over here, my sister's grandkids open stuff for Christmas. Oh, my God, these kids just losing stuff. Then after a while, they just stacked up. See what I'm saying? You just wanted it because you wanted it. You told them you wanted it. Matter of fact, oftentimes those gift giving is for the kids. It's not for the kids. It's more for the adults giving the kids something. You see what I'm saying? I'm not knocking nobody's traditions or nothing. Like, I should be about that life. I did. It is what it is. But again, though, you know, we are ignorant of our truest desires. So before something can become for what you actually want it to become, you actually have to feel it. Which means, ladies and gentlemen, if it's not looking what it looks like on the outside, which is to say, stuff in your life situation, or as it appears on the world without, or that mirror of you. Ignore that. Not to ignore it so much. Let me get to that in a few seconds. But persist until you get what you want. Now, again, though, I need to add a caveat to that, though. Don't ignore. Learn to recognize, I should say. That would be a better way of putting that. Learn to recognize what it is you've actually done, ladies and gentlemen. If you recognize that you don't judge them, oh, it's a BS, and it's even, okay, I accept it as an outward condition. You know that's just simply what it is. It's not necessarily what I am. You actually start to see things are actually working out in your favor. Now, most people say, I want to go be this, that, and the other. But if somebody don't come up to you, offer you a job, that particular job, or somebody don't come up to you, hey, here's the keys to this house, hey, I don't want this car, here. Somebody say that to you, you feel what I'm saying? Then you start to be in some situations. You see what I'm saying? But, you understand, ladies and gentlemen, that if you start to recognize, I don't know why right now I'm talking to you guys right now, I don't know why my mind went to Hawaii on Ala Moana Boulevard, walking over a bridge over the Alawai. I could see it clear as day in this little park we call it the Promenade. I was there. I don't know why. I know what it was. You know, I'm talking about somebody coming up to me. Somebody did that to me, though. Dude just rolled up to me with a bike and like, hey, I'm just giving you this bike. Bless the Lord. I'm like, hallelujah. You got on and rolled off. He wanted to give me the bike. These things happen. Was I thinking about a bike? Nah, I'm walking around. I was happy just to be walking. Boy, I got a little bit of exercise once I was on that dang old bike, though. That crosswind, boy, I was like, how is it windy? The wind facing you going up and the wind facing you going back. How's it working? That's when I learned about the trade winds over there. But we're, for the most part, ignorant to our truest desire. This is why, for that desire, that wish to actually come into effect, you have to actually feel it. Nothing is impressed upon the subconscious
unless you actually feel it, baby. Unless you actually feel it. Once you feel it, when you feel it, you feel what I'm saying? You've accepted that situation in your conscious mind. Therefore, it is impressed upon the subconscious mind and it becomes reality. This is where I'm going with, like what my nephew was talking about, impressing and whatnot, being frustrated. When people are frustrated, when people are scared, they've accepted, they felt that. I was looking for something. Give me a few seconds, ladies and gentlemen, because then I'm going to let it go for real this time. There was something in this one. I thought it was in the second part, though. Enjoy that thin music in the background while I'm doing whatever it is I'm doing right now. Oh, for that matter, if you hadn't done it yet, go read the Master Key system right there on SciTech. It'll be a good look for you. Looking for words talking about the organ that's the objective mind. These people are the outward and the mental hyper conscious mind. That's not the superior power, that's the subconscious mind or the objective mind. Science is work on the mental plane, it controls the regular functions of the physical life cycle. It's necessary to have a clear understanding of their respective functions of the mental plane, as well as of certain senses, even operating by senses, that's the conscious mind. The conscious mind deals with impressions and the objective mind. Not only can it impress other minds, but it can impress direct subconscious. I think it's three. Give me a few seconds. Part three. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, still trying to catch something on us. What basically talking about was the organ of the conscious mind is the spinal cerebral spinal nervous system, which actually connects you to your five senses, basically. It's your sight, your smell, your taste, your hearing, and your sense of feeling. Now, but the organ of the subconscious mind is the organ of the subconscious mind is the solar plexus. But it controls things like joy, emotions, and stuff like that. You see, what I'm getting at, ladies and gentlemen, on that one is this. That feeling, the organ of when you feel it, that's the connection to the subconscious mind, which is the solar plexus. This is why last week's show was talking about when you have a foul thought about something, incorrect thought, your solar plexus contracts. When you have pleasant thoughts about things, your solar plexus expands. So how you feeling, ladies and gentlemen? To understand this, whatever's going on in your life is what it is. You've actually felt it into existence. There was one more thing I'm going to write down. I'm going to let it go. Yeah. The body is an emotional filter. Understanding this quote. Remember, I always say to you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm like, yo, the human body is the eye is not the body. The physical body, is something with which the eye uses to carry out its purposes. The eye is not the mind. The mind is something with which the eye uses to plan, think, and reason. So if you understand that your body is an emotional filter, it's actually manifested, every life is actually manifested through your body. Without your body, you weren't seeing anything, you can't smell anything, you can't hear anything, you can't taste nothing, you ain't feeling nothing. Doesn't mean you're dead, you're just not in that body. You're not in this particular plane of existence. In other words, you got up out of your machine like there was being a major, they unplugged you of your own avatar, like that. Understand what it is you feel. Like if you're frustrated, you're feeling joy, those are the things that are mirroring into your life. Now, before I go, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to let you know, I do not know if I will be doing a show next week. I will be in Buffalo for a few minutes for the weekend, next weekend, on a business trip. But I don't know how much this concrete yet. Be that as it may, if I'm not, I'll be back at you Friday and Sunday. If not, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back at you the week after that. Now, with that said, ladies and gentlemen, the show where you're the cause, I'm the expected, it's a pleasure to me to be of service today. I would like to wish you all a very happy Sunday. And if you would like to go and listen to any other shows that I've done, I think it's something like the 105th. I don't count. You know, it's not about that. But I have a whole bunch of other ones. Thank you. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/oneinthespirit. That'll be O-N-E, not the number one, but O-N, of the O-N-E variety, oneinthespirit.com. And every episode that I've ever done, go in there and get yourself a listen. And till next time, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Vaughn Roberts. You guys enjoy the rest of your Sunday. If you're watching football, your team is in the playoff hunt, you know, good luck to you. Mine or not. Enjoy the rest of the day, whatever it is you're doing, ladies and gentlemen. Going to church, watching football, whatever you're doing. Enjoy the rest of your day. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, one in the spirit. I'm your host, Vaughn Roberts. I'm chucking them deuces. Yeah.